This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is expanding its crackdown on drivers who abuse toll lanes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Earlier this summer, the State Department of Transportation began fining drivers who weave in and out of the toll lanes on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. Now, CDOT is expanding enforcement to toll lanes on C-470 near Highlands Ranch and Interstate 25 north of Denver. A one-month grace period starts September 1st. Violators captured by the camera system will get warnings until October 1st. After that, they'll get fines that start at $75. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A commercial truck that caused a fatal crash on I-25 last year was not insured at the time of the collision. Instead, court documents show the trucking company attempted to add the truck to its policy just an hour afterwards. The crash killed 5 people, a young couple, their baby, and the driver's parents. Lawyer Grant Lawson is representing family members of the victims.
It is one of the most horrendous showings or examples of the failures and the lack of, you know, oversight, management, and control of the trucking industry.
The driver of the truck did not have a commercial driver's license at the time of the crash. He's been charged with vehicular homicide and is awaiting trial. The Denver Zoo's family of Sumatran orangutans now has a new little member. 14-year-old Irina gave birth to her first baby over the weekend. Her keepers believe it's a female. The zoo says both mother and daughter are doing well. Visitors may catch a glimpse of the pair in their enclosure as soon as today. Sumatran orangutans are critically endangered, so the zoo says this is a big win for species conservation. This is CPR News and KRCC.